Welcome to Has Been Airsoft. As usual, I'm your host, Megalo. Returning with me is...
Dave. I'm here, just like every week. And sharing the mic with...
Demo. Hey, what's up? I'm here occasionally.
And I'm Sean. I'm here never. First time. Glad to be.
Popping his cherry.
Yep.
If you will. And I'm Doug. I'm here sometimes. Sometimes I'm not. What did I just stutter?
I have no idea, Doug.
Ah, fuck. I gotta drink more.
That's all right.
All right. You gotta level up.
I'm having a Budweiser attack.
Yep. Yo!
So actually, what are we drinking this week?
This week we actually had the Southampton Montauk Light, which is new.
It's good.
And then we got that Ballast Point Even Keel.
Yep, which is right up your alley with your weird IPAs.
Yeah. You're
a weird IPA guy?
He's a weird IPA guy.
Interesting.
Yeah. Alright, so actually on this week's topic, earlier this week, Crytek came out and had said, released a press statement saying that Evike has the sole distribution rights for all of their products. And I believe all the Chris products too, moving forward. Because I know there should be the Chris Vector AEGs coming out soon. And
I was actually kind of interested in.
They kind of did some cool little stuff with that.
Where does the battery go?
I don't know. Hasn't been released yet. I've seen videos.
I assume they're going to be using like a stick lipo or something like that. I'm surprised nickel metals are still being used at this point.
Well, I mean, at this point, you have their throw-in batteries.
Yeah.
They're literally just the batteries you can just... Okay, here, you got a new gun. Here you go.
The lipos everyone, all the way.
Everyone's going lipos.
Make it turn over.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Everyone's going lipos.
Yeah, they're small enough to fit in like any square space of any gun. So... why not? Battery spaces are getting smaller and smaller.
At the moment, is that the only thing that Evike, that's a major product that Evike has exclusive of?
The only one I was going to recall to was WE.
Evike is exclusive on WE?
Yeah, like their rifles.
oh, their rifles. Okay.
What about China? Can you still get them from E-Hobby Asia?
About, like,
well, yeah.
US.
No one in the United States can carry WeTech. I mean, AirSplat did for a little bit, but AirSplat does shady shit.
So, has...
Or AirSplat bought from Evike.
Yeah.
So, can another store, if I were to roll and open Megalo's Airsoft Emporium, right? Not that that's happening.
You would own an Emporium.
It's such an interesting
would it have,
word.
Like, a pub attached?
Of course.
Why don't we just call it the Megalo Bazaar and just figure it out from there?
You gotta go all the way.
It would be like an airsoft store, a gun shop, a pub.
Fireworks store.
I also feel like there has to be candy involved at some point.
Oh, yeah.
It's gotta get weird.
So what you're saying, it's
rock
a flea
candy.
Market.
Yeah. We're just gonna make a flea market.
It's a flea market run by one guy.
Megalo's house and deals.
There's a little tunnel system underneath.
Yeah.
There's a tunnel system underneath where he crawls around to like the next booth.
Let me drop a JDM on it. So has this, let's use the word monopoly. I like the word monopoly.
That's a business term.
Monopoly's fun game.
That's a little bit of a jump, but
no, that's what they're verging on becoming. Because
what's their competition? It was GI, but now
honestly, when you worked for Strike,
yeah.
Most of their purchasing was done through Evike.
Through Evike.
Evike as a distributor.
Yep.
That's not something you see GI doing, which to me says the pecking order is Evike.
Right.
The large online presence stores, so GI, Airsoft Megastore, AirSplat,
mm-hmm.
and then the regional stores.
Right.
And that means Evike is now above that tier of large
now,
online
Because now they're
presence.
Technically acting as a
distributor.
Pure wholesale distributor.
Correct.
As well as running a retail space. So this is a vertical monopoly.
Okay. That's fair.
Now, my question is, has anything, any item Airsoft related that's been previously majorly distributed ever been monopolized towards one store, one distributor, or anything like that?
Well, I mean, right now, I think the only thing really on the market is tag rounds.
And who can you get those from?
Extreme Airsoft out of Texas?
Yeah, that's the only...
Isn't that something having to do with
that's
importing,
because
anyone though?
Who've gotten the licensing from the ATF...
Correct.
It's not that they're the only ones capable. It's the only ones who've actually successfully gone through it.
All right.
Yes.
That's not
a monopoly so much as nobody else being willing or capable of seizing the business opportunity.
Never been done before.
Pretty much.
But yeah, like I mentioned before, with Evike and WE a long time ago, I even think they still do it. They're the only ones I know of that carry... the gas blowbacks from
But I guess the interesting thing is, Crytek is technically a U.S. manufacturer.
It is.
Where do they make their guns?
Taiwan.
But the company's owned stateside. The designs are stateside.
Yeah.
The manufacturing is done in Taiwan.
All right.
Where are they based?
U.S.
Right, they, I know that. Where?
I don't know where. They're Krytek. The U.S. division of Chris.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They're the airsoft division of Chris.
Really?
Yes. So anything moving forward now, it, you know, like the Vector and things like that
what
are going to be strictly through
Evike. Who makes that gauge blowback Vector? That's KWA.
That was KWA.
That was KWA.
That's been
that's
discontinued
what,
and gone for a while.
That's where all this came from, because it's fairly public knowledge that a lot of Krytek employees were former KWA employees.
Right.
Yes.
So what, do they just go and steal
like
a
basically, a lizard.
Yeah.
Okay.
They stole a lot of talent out of KWA.
Okay.
There's a lot of shade being thrown back and forth that even offering them to make an airsoft version of the Vector was just to see what KWA could do, and then they were going to spin off
take
on their
it,
own.
And then just take it.
You know what's
okay.
You know what's kind of funny too is I want to say this was 3 or so years ago when all that stuff came out about KWA employees going over to Chris, but Chris never was not in airsoft at this time, and. I just kind of realized now, I haven't paid attention to new products in airsoft in a very long time.
Same thing.
And I just put the two together now, Krytek, Chris, and all those guys were going over from KWA in the past. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that that's how they started up.
Now a word from your sponsors.
Thank you.
Very true. for a while, actually, right after the Chris came out for KWA, the gas blowback one, I mean, that was running for maybe about a year before I think it got discontinued.
Really?
I believe Chris kind of was like, hey, guys, can't do that. You didn't really contact us, and let's figure all this stuff out. And it actually got discontinued, and from there, you know, obviously people still want it. You can get magazines, I think, for it, but I don't think...
Nothing.
No? Nothing? It's dead. Okay.
Oh, I thought the whole reason was because Chris wanted to start the Airsoft division, they told KWA to fuck off.
Well, there was that, too.
KWA had the go-ahead, but they just
KWA
cut.
KWA had the licensing on the
Chris. Oh, did they?
Yeah.
That was a big
licensing
thing
was all
there. About was, oh, you know, because the Vector was a brand new gun, it was super cool looking, it was super unique.
Yeah.
And they were like, yo, we got the licensing on this, we're gonna make a gas fucking Vector.
Yeah, because I guess as soon as they brought it up to him, like, hey, there's a market for this thing. Here's the design for the gun. We want to make
and
this.
And Chris needed money at the time because they hadn't turned a profit on the Vector yet from the R&D on it.
Well, yeah, because it
How
was that was
turn a profit on that gun.
Well, that was their only product, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I can't name another.
No, they made a handgun at some point.
Did they? But I mean, from there, it's crazy that
no,
it's
like a modern version of a Bren 10 or something.
Ew.
Bren 10s are awesome. It's the most tactical handgun
ever. Shut up! Shut the fuck up!
Oh god, it hurts. Okay, so reeling this back in, having them have, you know, the only distributor rights for this one product, what's not to say they're not going to do it for more?
The big deal is that it's a major product.
It's
Krytek is, you know, it's a good gun.
Yeah.
And they're pretty popular.
Yes.
Like, that means they had to wave a big, big, big check at Krytek to get this done.
Yes.
So my question is, why does this spell necessarily a problem? I understand it's setting a bad precedent.
So,
but
what if they
the issue is
the precedent they're setting. What if they go and do this for E&L, and now they corner the market on AKs?
Okay.
I think
this sucks
for the consumer, too.
Yeah.
Not just the precedent.
Are they gonna hike up prices?
They have
the ability to.
Well, price now.
That's true,
because
but
now
they haven't shown any signs of it.
In airsoft,
yet.
Everything's gone over to that manufacturer minimum price deal.
Right, right, right.
So now they control map. They control map pricing
pretty much
the Krytek guns. And by proxy, they can, because of where Krytek sit in their pricing. If you shift their price up or down $50, they threaten certain guns or they threaten certain guns. You can pressure the market. So if they're sitting on Krytek's, they can drop the price and get people to stop buying combat machines and buy Krytek's.
Absolutely.
And if they're selling too many, you know, they're running out of stock, they can raise the price and now you're challenging VFCs.
Now,
you can actually affect the airsoft purchase market by cornering the market on a gun like a Krytek.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about it purely an airsoft standpoint.
Okay.
Where is Krytek on the market? Is it...
Krytek
is... Is it a great gun? Is it a good gun? Is it a throw it in the garbage?
Krytek
as a tech... Holy shit, those guns are phenomenal.
Which, as someone who is a fucking, like, nerd when it comes to technical right. guns, they do a lot of things right.
Yeah.
Their gearboxes aren't made out of shit.
Good.
Like, I had to file one to get it to fit. I needed to get, like, a good old-school flat bastard file, and only the aggressive side would cut it.
I actually had to Dremel a bit out of the trigger assembly, because one of my clients wanted one of the Chimera MOSFETs in there, and it didn't have enough space. It had, like, these little... guides for the wires, so I had to cut a little bit out. It took, like, a good 30 minutes to do.
They use, like, it's still a zinc alloy, but it's die-cast, I think, so it gives it more strength.
You would take a car attack over a KWA right now?
Any day of the week.
Really?
Yeah. I was never a KWA guy.
It depends. Like, with KWA's new product line, I'd say it depends on what you're looking at, because I love their new recoil guns. Crytacs are just kind of like that good to go out of the box.
Like, okay.
But they have more features than the
KWA.
We're
rolling up to a Milson Mount event next week. Would you rather have the KWA or the Crytac?
I'd rather have the Crytac, because, as I was getting to, it has more features, like the quick change spring, quick-ish change, and by selector. What else?
They've got the built-in decent FET.
Yeah, it's an alright FET. If you want to use 11 ones. What's up?
What's the price point?
On average.
$300.
Yeah, $300. That's what I'm saying. They're you know, at the same
comparable,
price point.
Yeah.
It's just KWA. They're not as high as VFCs are, where you're in the $500 range.
Right.
Yeah. But if you push the price up $50, you're now challenging VFCs.
Right.
And you're stealing their market.
Yeah.
And if you drop the price $50, then all of a sudden
the combat machines look like
that. I buy a high-end combat machine for what, like $250 for one of the really nice combat machines with all the rails and all the cool stuff.
Something like that.
$230 or so. Now. The Crytacs, too, they're metal body. Right? They're not pop metal bodies. They're legit.
They're still cast metal.
Better than classic armies?
Way better. I'd say they're on par with VFC externals.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Classic army. It's just
honestly,
like that.
Honestly, it
crappy
felt like
magnesium.
The same material as a VFC box.
Chinese.
As a VFC exterior.
But what I do like about the Crytacs is they kind of have their own design for certain things.
As far as what?
As far as just like...
rails.
Their rails and things like that, so it's not like they're challenging and running into licensing issues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, did they make the LBOA?
Yeah, right now, I think their only license is the Warsport.
Okay, so
the
LBOA,
really cool.
I know, is one thing that they definitely do hold.
But that's because Warsport is in with Chris on that side. They're companies that work together.
I believe so, yeah. So
that kind of gives you that link there and explains that licensing.
Yeah, so they, you know, their in-house designs do... I wouldn't say mirror, but they are very similar to, like, the Warsport design. Like, the LBOA kind of jagged rail.
And they're in
design.
On those, what are the new rail systems that all the kids like these days? The M-Lock stuff?
The M-Lock
I
and the Key-Mod.
I believe
Key-Mod,
so,
Key-Mod.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, M-Lock won out.
Yeah.
Really?
M-Lock won the market.
M-Lock won.
Really?
In the VHS versus Betamax,
I was
going to
say, is this the Blu-ray versus HD DVD debate right now?
You want to know why? Because porn never ended up on HD DVD. Same reason why VHS went out over beta, because porn ended
up
on it. So there must be
100%
true. There must be porn on M-Lock.
There must be.
Unconfirmed.
Well,
M-Lock, yeah, those guys who make the custom little rail covers.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, you could. There you go. There's your M-Lock porn.
But
what's wrong with your standard rail attachment system?
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's not a giant dildo.
Shut the fuck up.
We'll
edit that out.
So them having them going back to what we were originally talking about,
like,
is,
we don't know someone about a dildo grip.
That's true.
Oh yeah,
we do.
Okay.
We'll bring this back in off the
dildo
clone of Willy foregrip. Having them they're having their own rights and everything. What's not to stop them from going elsewhere and going to other companies
thing? What if they decide, what if they go to E&L and make a big offer to say, hey, we'll be the exclusive distributor for your AKs. You're selling them to one distributor instead of four, however many you do right now.
Yeah.
So, I think it'll be interesting to see, too, if Evite continues to make all these moves.
They're going to.
Right, you're right. What their presence becomes. Are they going to become more of a distributor? Are you going to see more local stores flocking to solely Evike for their guns and stuff like that? Like, who's...
It seems like most small stores already do. Like,
who is it on the east? It's like, not Spartan.
Spartan's not really...
Spartan Imports?
Spartan doesn't really exist anymore.
Really?
Yeah, they got swallowed up.
Week.
Who are the main distributors right now? If I own a store and I'm looking to...
Jag, Umarex, Evike.
Vulcan,
yeah.
And
if you're on the East Coast, yeah, Vulcan.
Maybe
Vulcan
Red
doesn't
Wolf.
Have too much of a presence.
Red Wolf overseas.
Yeah.
to get all that good.
Yeah, if you want like Tokyo Brewery or some weird Japanese brands.
Well, even Echigoya, they still have their stateside one.
Yeah,
that's so good. I like Echigoya a lot.
Echigoya is great.
Yeah, I still order straight from their Japanese website.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, how can you not? If you, you know, you run Marui's, so...
Google Translate.
Getting those...
No, it's in English.
Yeah.
It's in really good English.
Well, their updated website now, like, all the prices are in yen. So, I mean,
simple.
Simple convert,
there's a drop-down to convert.
That was like...
Oh, there is? Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Yep.
But it's still in English, yeah.
That's the same thing as Xfire's website. There's a button to convert.
Xfire. Jesus.
That sounds like a porn website.
Xfire is PDI's, like, direct sale website.
The only time I ever ordered anything from PDI, it was from Power Edge in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were the only U.S. distributor of it, but they weren't mainland U.S.
Power Edge was the good for getting TMs for cheap for the longest time. Because they were Hong Kong prices, but they were U.S. So you still got like the $12 shipping.
You know what I ordered from them?
TM VSR 10 G-Spec, like I did.
I ordered a TK Twist Barrel for a Wii High Cap of 5.1.
Wow.
Yes, son.
TK Twist, that's something I haven't heard in a long time.
The rifled airsoft barrels.
Oh, you bought one of those
for a pistol. But it couldn't, like, they couldn't shoot, like, you couldn't shoot over 300 FPS.
Yeah, no, they were designed for, like, all the Japanese FPSs.
Yeah, for their 0.9 joule.
Which was cool as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, the accuracy was...
It's awesome.
On parallel with those things.
On, yeah.
Yeah.
Was, yeah, not until you really got into, like, R-Hops and Orgas.
Yo, back in, like, 09, if you built your Marui with a TK Twist and a PDI hop-up unit and a purple bucking.
Yeah, you were hitting everything.
You were the bee's knees back in the day.
Hitting everything on the same
purple
spot.
Purple bucking is still really good.
Yeah.
Oh, like, those are still
yeah. For gas pistols? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Prometheus pistols.
No, even, like, the rifle ones, too.
Yeah.
The regular AGs is still really good.
Okay, so actually... Going with that, if Evike picks up something like that.
Like, if Evike was the exclusive distributor of Purple Buckings?
Yes.
Oh, fuck me, man.
Purple Buckings?
Over this.
I mean, their parts department is pretty big.
Yeah, well, then Megal and I are going to go buy a bunch of old tires and figure out how to make better
pop-up buckings. I mean, yes and no with the parts department. Like, if you're looking for a spare part for a gun, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for an upgrade part, there are better sources.
Yeah.
They don't really carry a lot of the top-of-the-line stuff. Like,
okay.
Say, Clandestine or Brill Armory does.
Okay, yeah, Brill's the place to...
Yeah,
yeah.
That's something that's got a unique market.
Okay.
You know, the high-end parts or the real tuner parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not something that a mainstream buyer is buying.
Yeah, they sell just basic, like, cheap upgrades. Like, nothing I would buy, but something if someone's looking for, like, a new piston. There it is.
You find that same thing in most...
Hobbies. Yeah.
Like, when I go and buy, like, when I was buying, like, certain Jeep parts... I wasn't going on Quadratec and ordering, you know, my diff covers. I was going on Rough Stuff and ordering hand-built diff covers. Like, that's stuff with a lot of hobbies that you'll find where, like, if I'm building a custom BSR-10, am I buying my pop-up and stuff from Airsoft GI or Evike? No, I'm buying it from the guy on the forum that makes them and has videos of his gun shooting 350 feet.
Well, yeah.
I'm going on what was the airsoft sniper? It was just airsoft sniper.
Yeah, it was airsoft sniper.
I was thinking of Sniper's Hide.
Yeah, no, Sniper's Hide is a.
Sniper's Hide doesn't like talking about 6x6 caseless.
Yeah, they don't like it.
Great forum for long range stuff.
Oh, absolutely. What, okay, so fast forward 5 years.
Right.
Evike swallows up more distributors. What's going to happen?
They have the ability to raise prices.
I'm going to drink my own piss.
I don't know. It kind of sounds like you're ready to throw salt on a fire that hasn't started yet.
You've been waiting a while to say this.
Well, no. I mean, you know what? Fine, I have. I was waiting for that line. Because it's a good one. It
very professional of you, Sean.
Yeah,
so,
but no, I just... It doesn't...
This is just speculation right now. This is just what could happen. Because it's what... This is just so I can say, told you so.
Right.
Yeah.
I will fully admit, this is so I can smugly say... On whatever date this
April 15th, it all comes crumbling to the ground. You get to go, yeah, you were wrong.
price is wrong, man.
See, here's the thing. I don't know. Even if E-Fight does swallow up all the distributors, then they do have the chance to raise the price. Will they do it?
No.
I mean, just by a lot. Even just by a small margin. Like, Airsofters are some of the cheapest bastards I've ever met.
Their goal is that if they become a bigger distributor, a smaller percentage increase is a greater gain for them. So increasing the price of every AEG by $5 doesn't matter to a store. It doesn't really matter to a consumer.
True.
But to E-Bike, $5 on every AEG sold in America, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so they honestly might be doing this just to pull something like that off.
That's completely possible.
I would argue isn't necessarily...
It's not necessarily a bad thing. Profit is not a dirty word.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm working the ROI on it in my head, and I'm like, fuck, that's actually pretty fucking good.
Yeah, that's really intelligent. But, like, the thing is, like, do you guys know anyone that's ever worked for them?
No.
Okay. I'd be very interested to know, like, what their, like, philosophy is.
Okay.
Because that could be very telling as to what their kind of plan is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, just their, like, their basic corporate environment, like, all right, like, this is what we want to do.
See,
this,
like,
is how we treat
things.
While
we discuss this and see if anyone's got it.
Because that would be very telling. Like, if somebody has a boss there that was a real dick and just focused on numbers and money.
Yeah.
Then, all right, that's a bad sign. That could prove, like, okay, maybe they are just trying to take over the market and then raise prices and screw everybody. But,
yeah,
you know, if they're run by intelligent people who understand you don't want to piss off your entire consumer base immediately,
I mean,
then, you
immediately,
know,
yeah.
I mean, you're inevitably going to piss off your consumer base.
Yeah.
That's how customer service works.
They're very heavily incentive-based by looking at their reviews on Glassdoor.
Okay.
Okay.
So they want sales.
Yeah.
So they want people to sell.
Yeah.
So that they can actually get a salary and, like,
it's not like bad
survive.
Business practice.
The... sponsorships and the fact that, like, all their employees do have some sort of presence on either social media or out in the playing field, they don't seem to be bad people. I feel like they're
Jet the Desert Fox
is not an E-Bike employee, so don't even
Actually, because one of E-Bike's employees broke that up too.
Yes, he did. Man. He stepped in and broke all that
you,
stuff
E-Bike.
Up.
Good on you.
So they're
good people.
From what I can tell
as
and from what I can
know,
see.
Like, public-facing people have
right.
turned out to be good people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
which
I met the really tall dude, the guy who's on the face of all of E-Vike's, preview videos.
Matt.
I saw him at Irene. He was a pretty cool guy. The only guys I really didn't like were the Airsoft GI guys.
Tim?
Bob.
Bob?
Tim left.
The guy with the X.
Yeah, Tim's
gone.
Right.
Tim left.
Tim's
probably about the time.
Tim went to college.
Yeah, Tim's,
I think
Tim's
he works for Chris.
What's wrong with the GI guys?
Is he just hitting people with Nerf swords?
Yeah, well, first of all, like, that Bob dude brought that fucking Nerf axe, which I fucking hate.
That's a fair point.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, they act like celebrities. Like, they go around, like, hey,
yeah.
Like, they'll go over you, like, hey, it's me from Airsoft GI. They'll come up to you and say that. As where the dude Matt was just like, you approach him, you talk about... I remember Dennis and I, when we went to Irene, we went over to him. He had, like, night vision. We had no clue what... We haven't a clue about night vision, so we started asking him a few questions, and he was pretty cool. We only recognized him as Matt, but he talked to us on, like, a personal level.
That's cool. But on a side note, if you ever, ever, ever bring a foam sword or foam axe to an airsoft game, what I want you to do is go into your, like, under your sink or in the closet, get the bleach,
find all of the bleach, shower in it,
fill up a nice big glass of it, throw a couple ice cubes in it to make it more palatable,
three ice cubes,
and just give it a nice big swig, because I want you to die.
I feel like that's a fair sentiment.
Yeah,
so let's...
Okay, and now we're back from that.
Yeah,
Do we think it's time to switch on to topic two?
I would probably say, you know, this is a good way to bring into topic two.
All right.
Yeah.
While we're on that topic.
Microaggressions. People that call other people's hits and people that just get super angry on the airsoft field because their immersions were hurt.
Their immersions were hurt.
So let's say... one team didn't follow the absolute direct on paper rules for how they're supposed to look at a game. People were really upset for They're like, oh, that's not how it's supposed to be. The whole immersion of this event was ruined. Yeah. People just really think a little too hard in it.
People go a little hard.
My personal favorite is the kids at outdoor games take a couple shots, flip that selector switch on the full auto if it wasn't there already, put a burst that falls about 40 to 50 feet short of you.
If not more.
Followed by the, call your fucking hit!
Yeah.
Happens all the time. It's terrible. And if you're gonna play other people's hits, go play paintball. Because apparently competitive paintball, that's literally all you yell rather than shooting.
Check him!
Yeah.
Check him!
Check him, he's wiping.
Check him!
It's crazy. Go play a different sport.
We just have a ref shadow each player.
Yeah, just have a ref for every player on the field.
Professional paintball works.
Pretty much. But I mean, most fields that are hosting airsoft games either don't want to afford that or can't afford having a ref.
You shouldn't need more than
airsoft is a game of honor. You should
few employees to
that,
run a huge airsoft game.
That's exactly it.
That's true.
Honestly, the referees are just there to break up, like, you know, fights and whatnot.
They should be
they're
there
not,
to
should
enforce
be there.
The
right.
safety rules.
Yeah.
And
right.
that is it.
I will
as
say,
far
like,
as kick
you,
on,
you also it. Have to just be really, really butthurt about it. Because I'm a notoriously angry person.
Yes.
I've had many a time where I've lost my shit on an airsoft field, but it was never like just calling. What I used to love to do was if I got really pissed off at like people just not calling things, I'd go back to spawn, leave my rifle there, throw my vest down, and melt faces with a pistol by running across the map like a madman.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, fine, you want to call? I'm going to sneak up behind you and shoot you in the head. Not necessarily scream at you, call your
yeah.
game. I'm going to beat you at your game.
And I think...
Not scream at you like a child
yeah, I mean, there's,
and say...
There's times where I've said, fuck it, I'm going to go out of bounds to get around behind you to shoot you in the back because you're not playing.
I think...
You don't give in by screaming... Call your head, because that's all that does is sit there and go.
You're an idiot.
And you know
what? No, because that's gonna give them that little laugh.
Hold on, guys, real quick. We need to preface this with there's not a single one of us in this room, not a single one of the people that we have ever played with has ever put hands on anybody in an airsoft game or assaulted anybody in an airsoft game. And I think it's very important to note that if you do that, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We talk a lot. We run our mouths a lot. The one thing you cannot do, the one thing you will never do, is put your hands on somebody in an airsoft game.
Yeah,
I love to fight people. Don't put your hands on somebody in an airsoft game.
Pretty much.
You know what?
That's about a good.
That's a fair warning.
That's a solid disclaimer before we really get into these things.
Yeah, and I'm sure all of us have seen a lot of that. Just fights on the airsoft field, like little scruffs. I think my favorite moment in that was like when I went up to New Jersey in Stryker. I was with Taz and his group of merry men. dude, Moondog worked.
Moondog, one of my least favorite human beings.
Yeah, we went there. He in Stryker, like this very small field, which is like half the size of Strike Force, old Strike Force.
Indoors or outdoors?
Indoor.
Indoor, okay.
Yeah, so, and there was a lot of open space, building in the middle and some buildings in the...
Isn't it like an old indoor soccer field?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was like an old indoor sports complex. So, what Moondog had us do was he had like a group of 50 people push along the side, basically funneling everyone through, and same thing with the other, like, I think he had more people on the other team, like 75, on this small fucking field. So he had us push along this just choke point at each other, and this one dude brought a saw inside.
Fuck yeah.
I'm just like, is that supposed to be here? And he was shooting at this one kid who was just eating rounds and just lost his shit. He's like, dude, call your fucking hits! And kind of dropped his gun like he was, he was going to go at this guy, but Taz... grabbed the shoulders like, dude, you know, you don't want to do
not
that.
Not now, brother.
Pretty much.
Not now, dog.
And the dude, I think, kicked Taz's gun or kneed his gun, and Taz's rifle, like, went right into his crotch. And Taz went down.
Oh,
like,
that's pretty awesome.
Did he sit in the car drinking Red Bulls for the rest of the game?
Was it a seismically readable event when he went down?
No, cut this.
I think he just kind of fell on his knees for a second. I went to help him. I don't think anyone went to stop the dude. But
who was it? Just a random
guy?
That's
fucked up. Like, I'll make a joke about Taz, but somebody should have stopped the dude.
Yeah.
And he is our has-been airsoft asshole of the week.
Yeah. Yeah,
full-out indoor guy.
Yeah, I just I went to go help Taz because I'm just like, oh shit, this guy hit Taz, so I'm just gonna go help him. And I think one of the referees actually stopped the dude before he can even get to the kid.
Well, I mean, yeah, essentially at that time he was your team captain, so he,
yeah, he was,
you were gonna go to his aid.
Well, yes. he's still a good friend of mine, so I'm
yeah,
gonna help him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody's seen it on the field. You know, people getting hands. People have seen it all over YouTube. As Sean had just mentioned earlier today, he went back and he watched the "He Burned My Patch" video, which
dude,
is just
what are you doing?
He burned my patch, man.
And it's just, but you're watching like kids go back and forth, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And it's like, shit like that just does not need to be out there. Yeah. Or the other video, I think it was the same field of the two grown men. Got
beating
into a
the shit out of each other.
Exactly.
Hammering on each
got
other.
Got into a fist fight. They're like, you shot my son. It's like, hey, that's part of the game. Fist fight.
Oh, no, yeah. I saw that the other day. Because when I went to go rewatch that
yeah.
Beeper My Bad video, I fell down a deep, dark hole of
yeah,
like
oh,
watching
yeah.
Rage Quit Airsoft videos.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
came up
those
there
greatest.
At some point.
Those
so,
are the Airsoft videos I really like watching anymore.
Oh, yeah. And
but,
I'll watch like the GMR videos when they
that
come
and
out.
Any,
oh,
that and anything involving someone taking tag rounds.
yeah.
Anything involving pain and
pretty much
spider.
But
yeah.
It's like, come on, like, you're out there,
grow up.
Have a good time, grow up. It's a goddamn game.
Yeah, but yeah. I just gotta say this, like, this isn't a game for hotheads.
No,
it really
no.
isn't.
Get that
I,
hothead out of here.
I'm a hothead and I have never.
But you
can
control yourself.
Airsoft game.
No.
You can control yourself though.
Because I'm an adult and
yeah.
well, questionable. And
that's questionable for everyone sitting at this table.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you just
yeah.
you,
that's why we're talking about airsoft.
Take a deep breath, count to 10, walk away. Pro tip that I learned in my days. Breathe in for 8 seconds, out for 8 seconds. Do that for a minute, you'll feel a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot better about your life.
Kind of stand off in the corner a little bit and just
shake back and forth for a second.
Take your time.
Be good.
If you smoke a cigarette, do what you gotta do.
Pack some dingus.
Pack some dingus.
Take a flask with you.
Always an option.
Yeah.
Always an option. But it's like, you're out there to play the game with all these people. Don't go out there and ruin it for all these people.
Right.
Like, come on. Stop that.
There's nothing more memorable than going to play an airsoft game and some grown-up gets his temperament up, because I can guarantee you on the drive home, we're all shit-talking that guy.
Mm-hmm.
We're
oh,
all
100%.
About that situation.
I mean, we're going to shit-talk somebody. Don't do something that makes
yeah.
you.
Yeah, like, don't give yourself
a
target on your bed.
I think we did that last time we went up to Connecticut when we took the booze cruise back. The booze cruise being the
oh,
the
I remember.
Ferry.
Oh, yeah. The top of the head with the fucking rifle. We shit-talked the whole way home.
Yeah. Well,
what
yeah.
happened?
So, oh, what was that guy yelling at us for friendly fire or something like that?
me and Jesse pushed up. We got up close, and this dude just total blind fires over a wall, sticks his rifle over, shoots
oh
Jesse
God.
In the head, and then actually whacks me in the top of the head with the fucking rifle.
Ooh.
So I scream at him to come down, and eventually I'm like, all right, I'm not actually going to go up there and fight this fucking guy, because
yeah.
he's not going to come down here.
Pretty much.
So I walk away, and Jesse's still there, you know, actually had my back, and... The guy's like, you know, him and his fucking bald head. I'm like, that's fucked up.
That's... Why are you bringing that shit in?
That's
yes.
quite rude.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that guy's problem? Wait
yeah.
a second, sir.
Like,
I'm...
Like, not only did you hit me in the head with your gun and then shoot me...
You're just throwing out an unnecessary insult now.
Yeah. Like, you're the piece of shit.
Where do you get off?
So,
I've had enough.
Blind fire guy from Connecticut. We talked a lot of shit about you
yes,
on the Port Jeff ferry.
Understandable.
While slamming brew dogs on the way home.
Yeah. Understandable.
My Volkswagen Golf.
Rest in pieces.
Did you still have a Volkswagen?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
That was like 3 days before I totaled it.
Oh, you were right.
Yeah.
Gotta
oh, actually,
that's right, because Demo was car sick in the back of it.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, okay,
dude,
so...
He drives like a fucking maniac.
Sticking with microaggressions, Meglo, you had a little incident at the Shoreham plant.
Yeah.
But
so hold on, because I walked away from it.
Yes.
I did somewhat the right thing. I got mad. I told the guy to fuck off. I got on the radio and told Schultz to tell the guy to fuck off.
Yes.
Schultz then did the most brilliant thing anyone has ever done, and he lied to me. He messaged me back a minute later on the radio. All right, I told him to fuck off. I'm going to head back there and meet up with you now. He didn't actually tell the guy to fuck off.
Oh.
But he convinced me that he did. And that
okay.
was all I needed.
So, okay, so what, but what caused this
what
whole
was
thing?
The, what was the provocation?
So what actually happened was, I had used the fuck out of my TM to the point where I wallowed the holes in the gearbox that the trigger goes into and wore the copper away on the trigger contacts. So every once in a while during that game, I would have to take the gun and basically mortar it to get the trigger to pop out of, like, the grooves that I made.
Yeah.
Because I literally put probably a million rounds semi-auto through that gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've used that at every game I've played since 2010.
Yeah.
Wow.
Every game.
Yeah.
And I only shoot semi.
It's got some rounds through
that
it.
That gun has some mileage on it.
Okay.
So I was at a corner, I pop around, I burn one guy, trigger locks. I'm like, fuck. So I say fuck, I turn around, I pop back behind the corner, I mortar the gun, I go to test fire, it doesn't shoot, I go to mortar it again. And I guess this guy just, in his mind, sees this guy just slamming his gun on the ground. And so he goes, oh, you gotta act more professional. At an airsoft game, he tells me I need to act more professional. So I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's fake people.
Yeah.
So I stormed off.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
The reason you weren't a Navy SEAL was because you got a good offer out of college. The reason you weren't a Navy SEAL is because you're fat and play airsoft at age 40.
It's possible.
I'm good.
Completely
need to get that out.
Completely possible.
I'm sure he's not good. We're gonna hear it again in about a minute.
Okay, so he was like, oh, you need to be more professional.
Yeah.
And that actually caused you literally walked off the field and you were so angry.
Yeah. I was just because I'm like
living.
Yeah.
I had other shit going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
That made it worse because that was right after and some other issues. So I was not like
you were not in a good place.
I was not ready for someone to be that much of a dick for what I viewed as nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just like I couldn't handle it. I walked the fuck away.
Walked away, literally like pulling, like peeling gear off.
Yeah.
Just like pulling the vest, just leaving the parts behind.
Just like, all right, cool, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's loud.
There's a picture of me sitting on top of one of the turbines, and I have just the poopiest face on.
Yeah. Angry Megalo is always funny because like. he throws a low-key adult panic, like, hissy fit. And then he's like, I'm good, I just needed a cup of tea and some migraine medication.
It's either that or he throws, like, this loud booming voice at, a, like, this little tiny man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's one or the other. It's
yes.
Like, I needed to take a breather and I had some tea, or I'm going to have this really loud voice that you do not expect to come
but,
out of this
but
anime.
When I
the
hear
voice
that,
of command kicks in.
When I
yeah.
hear that voice... I know that, like, if we're playing airsoft, like, somebody's about to get trekked. But if, like, we're not playing airsoft, like, I'm like, okay, we're going to fight somebody right now.
That's pretty
that's,
much.
That's what's going to happen.
But it's, you know, curb your fucking aggressions.
Yeah.
It's like you're all out there to have a good time.
Take a chill pill.
And honestly, the biggest cause I've seen is hit calling. And if I go to a game and I say there isn't an issue with hit calling, there is not an issue with hit calling.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I know how my gun shoots. I understand the physics behind how it's fucking flying through the air. You know, if people are bitching about hit calling and I'm not, there's no hit calling issue.
You just suck.
It's a gun reach end user issue. The only time I've really had an issue with hit calling was at Strikeforce, and it was really the last time I played CQB.
Okay.
I had my Wii M4 with the N-Pass kit in it, and I was rocking my favorite BBs in reserve, 2.7s.
Oh.
So I go out, and there was a group of guys there that day. They're from Jersey or something, I think. And these guys were just not fucking calling hits. Not a single one of them was calling a hit.
Were they...
No, they were all in black.
What?
I don't know. They were all in black. So I go out, and, you know, I'm doing my thing. This was, like, the peak of me playing CQB. So
were you with Fat Hammer?
No.
Oh, wow.
No, he was not there that day.
Yeah.
This was, like, the peak of me playing CQB. I knew the fucking layout of the field, like, the back of my fucking hand. You know, like, how we were.
Yeah, in it.
I'm drilling these fucking dudes, they're not calling it.
Balls deep.
So I go off, you know, the match ends, I go, I open up the end pass, I walk back on. So now I pull out my pistol, so anyone who's not them, I'm shooting with the pistol, because I'm not going to use the rifle on anyone but them. And they're still not fucking calling it when I drill them with the fucking rifle. So finally, the round ends, I go back off, I dump mags, I reload with 2.7s, I open the end pass up all of the way.
So you're shooting like 480.
It's shooting like 675.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I had my scar, it went up. It went up
it's
there, especially with
like
the type
675. So, I worked my way down
I love
the field.
The end pass kit
and so
much.
This was when there was that little mini mall section on the right side. With
oh,
those little
yeah.
Red holes
yeah.
That I
it's just
right
like
yeah,
a mini
So I fucking, I burn my way down through that. I see one of the dudes, and he's not looking at me, so I switch to the rifle quick. I line up. I bust two shots in his ribcage. I see him wince. He turns and starts shooting at me. So now I'm just dumping rounds into him, and he's still not calling it. So I'm like, fuck it. I drop mag. I clear the chamber, do the same thing on the pistol, and it was by the back door, and the back door could still open. My truck was out back. I literally threw the fucking glove on as a fucking barrel cover, walked out the back door, put my shit in my truck, and drove home. I'm like, if that's what this place is going to be, I'm not going to play.
Just full on, about as much of a rage quit as
and he hasn't played CQB since. And that's been several years.
Yeah, those
pretty
years.
Much, yeah.
Because like, if that's what CQB is going to be, I don't want to be part of it.
No, yeah, absolutely not.
I've seen a couple. I basically shot someone with a .22 and they didn't call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen a couple people who are very stubborn. I don't understand why.
I forgot who
like,
I was
how
talking
you could...
to after, but like the kid was like showing off the fucking like bloody wounds I left in him and bragging about it.
Hey, yeah, man. I just don't understand how people can be that stubborn in this game.
Yeah.
Unless they're just playing it for like
it's
a day.
Building.
Just
it's ego building.
Yeah.
That's what that guy probably does every time he plays. And he probably thinks he's the greatest at airsoft.
But he kisses girls.
The only time I've ever seen people very stubborn call it is like when you get those guys who want to try airsoft for the weekend. They come from like the Five Boroughs or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or those people are... that wear ATAX.
Anyone who wears ATAX.
Yeah, that's another true statement. But yeah, any of the guys that come out of the Boroughs, they're just trying for the first time. Or even like... most seasoned players that we've seen from the Boroughs, like, they have their...
There's definitely a certain selection group there, but it's not exclusive to certain groups.
Yeah. It's just the people that are taking it way too seriously, but not taking it seriously enough in, like, literally the same hand. It's, oh, I'm going to buy all this gear and stuff like that, and I want to take it seriously that way, but are just not playing it right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the same people that go in and play whatever online game and they hack the game to make their benefit.
To get better.
Yeah, which makes
the
no
people
sense.
People that drive a piano in Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, those kind of people.
I've done that and it is fantastic. Broke the game.
Pretty much.
That's how that works, yeah.
Yeah.
Modotol breaks.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Might as well break, then take two mods off.
Okay, well, what about the people that go out there and want to cause the issues? Like, a lot of the stuff you see on, like, the West Coast Speedsoft kids that
just
are coming
home.
Out there with the Polar Stars.
Literally, that falls under the category of go home.
Yeah.
Go to the cabinet, get the bleach out,
yeah.
Get a nice big glass, throw some ice cubes in it, and down it.
Yep.
Are we going to make, like, separate categories of how you should handle the situation if you're this person?
Like, okay.
We'll make a flowchart.
Yeah, we will make a flowchart for those
of you. So, like, what's the purpose of going out there and literally just to cause problems by not following the rules? But you're still paying your entryway and everything that day.
Same guys that show up with their vapes and their Subarus.
Why is it having
softers?
Yeah, honestly, I've never
I
seen
know
a
couple that are not.
I've never seen a Milsimmer who vapes and has a Subaru.
I've never met one personally. I've never met a speed softer
Lee.
That doesn't vape. Lee.
He's a very cool guy.
I like Lee. Lee is the exception to the rule.
Yeah. Drives a Subaru, vapes.
Alright.
Stand corrected.
Okay, you know
what?
He's
just
a specific
one.
Thing,
I'll
and I love that you know a person
I'll
who actually
on.
Is in this category.
I will refine
that hand sound
on,
the weirdest
first time,
thing.
For the first time since 1987, I am in fact wrong.
let me refine my statement. It's the people who have the vape vent in their Subaru.
Okay, there you go.
The vape vent?
Yeah, that's something we'll...
The roof vent?
Yes.
Yes,
oh,
the vape. Whatever.
But, okay. So the people that go out again cause the problems. What is the purpose of that?
I'm telling you, it's ego building.
Why though?
They're the same
guys
that go to a bar and try to fight people every weekend.
You're pushing on me.
God.
I also think like some part of like maybe that troll culture. Like you just when you play a game, you
the internet
there,
ruined theirs.
Yeah, you're there to ruin everyone's time.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but that's also not like exclusive to airsoft.
No,
yeah,
that's just a human thing.
Yeah.
We're like, oh,
humans
cool. Like there's a, this is just a garbage person, and we handed them an airsoft gun.
Like,
cool.
Personally,
this
I like to go out.
Brilliant.
I like to go out, and I like to mess with people. I buy expensive pants, and I cut them into shorts. So, Do it that way.
Yeah.
Don't be a fucking dick on the internet. Or don't be a dick on... Oh, we're being dicks on the internet. just don't be a dick on the field. Yeah. Go out, yeah. Have a good time, and then be an asshole elsewhere.
Yeah.
Stop trying to ruin everyone else's day.
Yeah. I can't agree more.
Yeah. Does anyone else want to say anything?
I mean, I think
we kind of rounded it up a little
bit. I think so. That seems
just
pretty...
keep your anger under control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just keep
check,
it cool.
Check yourself before...
Keep it cool.
Watch
your microaggressions.
Yeah. Or, I mean, just show up knowing exactly what calms you down. So that should you get riled up, you would know exactly how to handle it.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure the listeners, you know, of this podcast, they're not going to go out and cause problems for everyone. Because if you're listening to us, you're probably already deep into the hobby. You don't want to cause problems for other people.
You would think that, but then think about what we discussed a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
With what?
Where Jet the Desert Fox, like you have a YouTuber, someone who literally makes his living off the hobby, and he was willing to go and full auto someone. Like, you can't just say because someone's deep in the hobby, they care about the hobby. To some people, it's just...
Everybody makes impulse decisions.
And not to mention, like, you know, somebody listening to this is like, probably a good person, but, like, you get somebody who's being a real dick... And you just hit that breaking point.
Yeah.
You have no idea what you're gonna do. So like,
just like everyone's got a price, everyone's got a breaking point.
Exactly. Everyone's so you need to go to an airsoft field and know what at least somewhere near your breaking point, and then go, okay, cool. I need to tone the hell down.
I think we've actually mentioned this almost every podcast of that whole concept that we have when we go to games of, if we're not having fun, let's go home.
Yeah.
Like, it's not an insult. Like, if you say fuck it, this sucks, and go home. It's better than you being a spurglord and getting shit-talked.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So you're not that guy who clipped you in the head with a gun.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's... Yeah, we've kind of followed that really well. None of us are having a good time. If, like... If something bad happens on the game, we kind of all come together, we're like, alright...
Let's go to Taco Bell.
are we having a good time?
Taco
like, is
time
this gonna...
Or
is
sandwich
this gonna,
time.
Yeah.
Sandwich time.
Is this gonna ruin our day for everybody else? Or are we all just gonna take a collective and, you know, either... continue playing or step off the field.
And leaving the game
is not the worst thing in the world.
I don't think I've ever left the game and regretted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've stayed at games and regretted it.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I should rephrase that. The only time I've left a game and regretted it is the first one at the new field, and I left because I had worked all night, driven 80 miles to play this game, and then at 2 in the afternoon had to be back to work in 8 hours, and I'm like, I physically need to sleep.
Yeah.
So I need to leave this game.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I've regretted leaving a game early.
That's good. That definitely kind of rounds it all out.
Check yourself before you track yourself.
Yeah. Pretty much. Any closing statements on anyone? Brings us to a close this week.
Let's do the usual, you know.
The usual.
If you like this, you know, check us out on Facebook. We're on... Are we on Twitter?
I don't have a Twitter set up for us.
Nobody really Twitters that much anymore.
Nah, not as much.
Maybe it's worth it. Does that one?
You know what? I might
follow
Wendy's
on Twitter. They're funny. They
have a good
social
media.
They do have
a
good, a really good social media presence.
What, the fast food chain?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
they're immediate replies, and they're snarky as hell.
Yeah, they're good.
They do a really good job.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they're really good.
Wendy's roast.
Back on a little bit. You know, the core group is on Instagram.
Yes.
It's
Has been airsoft_podcast. Is HBA_jungle. And now HBA_Megalo. You can definitely reach out to any of us if there's any...
Follow Megalo. He needs more followers.
He does.
You'll get pictures of dogs, pictures of our various motorcycle adventures.
Yeah.
Maybe eventually I'll throw some airsoft pictures on there.
Probably not.
Maybe.
Probably not. Maybe a backpack. Sometimes you post your GoRuck.
Yeah. Or reach out to us on Facebook.
If I do another Go Ruck, I'll grind from the ruck.
Hit me up on MySpace. Friendster.
Yeah. Ooh, Friendster.
My aim, Skateboardman 725.
Yep. That's right. Hot or not.
Hot
up.
Or not.
Oh, yeah.
What other
and
on that bombshell, we are done.